Morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of October, Sunday morning. It's about a little bit after 10. And Mark and Rosette have been trying to learn some of the psalms that we used to sing. And so they've agreed this morning to sing some of those. Now bear with us because it's been a long time since we've sung some of these psalms. So if we mess up, just bear with us. The first one we're going to sing is Psalm 9b, then we're going to sing 10a and 12a and 12b and 13, 14c, 15, 16a, 16b, and 17. That's 10 songs. First one we're going to, now I probably won't be singing too much because I don't know these like they have been practicing on these a little bit. And also my voice is kind of gravelly, so. But the first one is 9b. Sing praise to the Lord who in Zion does dwell. Among all the peoples his great doing self. With blood he avenges, his memory is clear. The cry of the poor never fades from his ear. Lord, see what I suffer from malice and hate. Have mercy, O lift me away from death's gate, that I with the daughter of Zion may voice your praises and in your salvation rejoice. The nations are sunk in the pitying fear. Their foot in the net which they hid is a snare. The Lord by his judgment has made himself known. He by their own works has the wicked o'erthrown. The wicked to death's dark abode shall be brought. And all of the nations who God hath forgotten no longer the cause of the weak, nor perish forever the hope of the meek. Rise, Lord, that mere man may not make himself strong. Let nations be judged in your presence for wrong. Strike terror within them, O Lord, always then. Let nations know truly that they are human. Okay, the next one is 10a.
Why do you stand so far away, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself in troublous times? In arrogance, the wicked trap the poor. Let them be caught in schemes they have devised. The wicked boast about his heart's desires. The covetous renounces from the Lord. In pride the wicked sees no need to see. In all his thoughts he says there is no God. He self-assured your judgment's far from him. At all his foes he only puffs in scorn. In heart he thinks, I never shall be moved. Through ages all no evil shall I meet. His mouth is filled with oaths and lies and threats. Beneath his tongue are evil thoughts and deeds. He sits in ambush mid the village homes.
He innocent he murders secretly. Himself he watches for some hapless one. He like a lion crouches in his den. He hides himself that he may seize the poor. To seize the poor he traps him in his net. The hapless one he crushes trapples down. When he has made him fall beneath his might, in heart he thinks, God has forgotten this. He hides his face so he will never see.
The next one is 12A.
Oh, now Jehovah grant us help, because the godly sees, and from among the sons of men, the faithful now decrees, and to his neighbor everyone, death utter vanity. They with a double heart do speak, and lips some flattery. The Lord will cut off all false lips, to death speak proudly thus. Well, with our tongue prevail our lips, our Lord to Lord o'er us, because the poor are sorely pressed, because the needy sighs, to give the safety they desire, the Lord says, I'll arise. Jehovah's words are words most pure. They are like silver tried in earthen furnace 7 times that has been purified. Lord, thou shalt them preserve and keep forever from this race. On every side the wicked walk, with vile men I am faced.
Okay, the next one we're going to sing is 13.
How long wilt thou forget me, Lord? Shall it forever be? Oh, how long shall it be that thou wilt hide thy face from me? How long shall I plan in my soul with weeping heart all day? Oh, how long shall my enemy hold his exalted sway? Consider me, O Lord, my God, and answer thou my cry. Oh, to my eyes give light, lest I should sleep with those who die. And lest my enemy should say, I have him overcome. Lest adversary should rejoice because I shaken am. But I have trusted in thy love, my salvation grace. My heart will sing and bless the Lord who dealt with me in grace.
14C.
The foolish heart is saved. There surely is no God. Corrupt and vile their deeds are, not one of them does good. The Lord looks down from heaven
on sons of men abroad, to see which one has wisdom, if any seeks for God. All far away us run, they all few violence run. Not one of them is right, not a single one. Have they a truth, no knowledge, these evil workers all, who eat good bread by people and on God do not call? There shall they be in error, for God is with the just. You would compel them struggling, Jehovah is his trust. Salvation out of Zion, who will to Israel bring? The Lord brings back his captives, joy Jacob, Israel sing.
The next one we're going to sing is 15.
Lord, in thy tent who will abide with thee, and on thy holy hill a dweller be, who walks in uprightness, who worketh righteousness, who doth the truth express unfeignedly, whose tongue does not defame, nor harm his friend, who to his neighbor shame no ear doth lend, who has a vile report, but honor doth accord to those who fear the Lord and him attend. When to his hurt he swears, not changes he. His goal alone bears from usury. His hands no prize receive, the guiltless to agree. Lo, he who thus does live, unmoved shall be.
Next one is 16a.
Keep me, O God, I trust in thee, Jehovah, I confess. Thou art my Lord, apart from thee, no good do I possess. I take delight in noblemen, I saints on earth hold high. Those hastening to other gods, their sorrows multiply. Of their grief drink the offerings of blood, I will no offerings make. Nor will I ever on my lips the names of idols take. The Lord's the portion of my cup, and my inheritance. Thou hast maintained my perfect life, secure to me thy grace. The lines that fell to me in bulls, a very pleasant sight. The heritage that I receive, to me is a delight. I bless the Lord who gives to me the counsel that is right. My heart within me eat a rest to teach me in the night. I set the Lord before my face, and him I'll always see. Because he stands at my right hand, I never lose shall be. Because of this my heart is glad, and joy shall be expressed. By all my glory and my best, in confidence shall rest. Because my soul in neighbor realms shall not be left by thee. Corruption thou wilt not permit thy Holy One to see. Thou wilt me show the path of life, thy presence holds great store. A blessing, joy, and thy right hand are pleasures evermore.
16b.
Preserve me, O God, for in you do I trust. My soul to the Lord, as in you are my Lord. No goodness have I, beyond you and my joy. I find in the godly the noble honor. Those worshipping other gods multiply griefs. I will not pour out their libations of blood, nor will I upon my lips take up their names. The Lord's my inherited portion, my cup, my lot you maintain, and the lines fell to me. In pleasant mound, I will good heritage. The Lord who gives counsel to me, I will bless. My inmost self teaches me all through the night. The Lord ever present before me I keep. He stands at my right hand, I shall be moved. My heart's glad, my soul joys, my flesh rests in hope. For you will not give up my soul to the grave. Your Holy One you will preserve from decay. The pathway of life you will show unto me. In your glorious presence with fullness of joy, your right hand shall pleasure for me evermore.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing is 17a.
Give ear to what is right, O Lord. O listen to my cry. Give heed to this, my earnest urge, from lips which do not lie. May judgments from your presence come, which will me vindicate, and always may your searching eyes see what is just and straight. For you have scrutinized my heart. You came to me by night. You probed and found no ill in it. My mouth speaks only right. From acts of men, from violence, I'm guarded by your word. My stairs shall closely to your paths. My footsteps have not erred.
Well, like I said, it's been, some of those psalms we've never sung until recently. So I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you have a blessed day. And the Lord, God bless.